Introduction. Two kinds of error. Imagine that four teams of friends have gone to a shooting arcade. Each team consists of five people. They share one rifle, and each person fires one shot. Team A's shots are all close to the bullseye. Team B's shots are all in the same vicinity but are not near the bullseye. Team C's shots are spread out, and Team D's shots are both spread out and inaccurate. For a visual representation of this, see Figure 1 on the attached PDF. In an ideal world, every shot would hit the bullseye. That is nearly the case for Team A. The team's shots are tightly clustered around the bullseye, close to a perfect pattern. We call Team B biased because its shots are systematically off target. The consistency of the bias supports a prediction. If one of the team members were to take another shot, we would bet on its landing in the same area as the first five. The consistency of the bias also invites a causal explanation. Perhaps the gun sight on the team's rifle was bent. We call Team C noisy because its shots are widely scattered. There is no obvious bias because the impacts are roughly centered on the bullseye. If one of the team members took another shot, we would know very little about where it is likely to hit. Furthermore, no interesting hypothesis comes to mind to explain the results of Team C. We know that its members are poor shots. We do not know why they are so noisy. Team D is both biased and noisy. Like Team B, its shots are systematically off target. Like Team C, its shots are widely scattered. But this is not a book about target shooting. Our topic is human error. Bias and noise, systematic deviation and random scatter are different components of error. The targets illustrate the difference. The shooting range is a metaphor for what can go wrong in human judgment, especially in the diverse decisions that people make on behalf of organizations. In these situations, we will find the two types of error illustrated by the shots. Some judgments are biased. They are systematically off target. Other judgments are noisy, as people who are expected to agree end up at very different points around the target. Many organizations, unfortunately, are afflicted by both bias and noise. Figure 2, which can also be found on the bonus PDF, illustrates an important difference between bias and noise. It shows what you would see at the shooting range if you were shown only the backs of the targets at which the teams were shooting, without any indication of the bullseye they were aiming at. From the back of the target, you cannot tell whether Team A or Team B is closer to the bullseye. But you can tell at a glance that Teams C and D are noisy, and that Teams A and B are not. Indeed, you know just as much about scatter as you did in Figure 1. A general property of noise is that you can recognize and measure it while knowing nothing about the target or bias. The general property of noise just mentioned is essential for our purposes in this book, because many of our conclusions are drawn from judgments whose true answer is unknown or even unknowable. When physicians offer different diagnoses for the same patient, we can study their disagreement without knowing what ails the patient. When film executives estimate the market for a movie, we can study the variability of their answers without knowing how much the film eventually made, or even if it was produced at all. We don't need to know who is right to measure how much the judgments of the same case vary. All we have to do to measure noise is look at the back of the target. To understand error in judgment, we must understand both bias and noise. Sometimes, as we will see, noise is the more important problem. But in public conversations about human error and in organizations all over the world, noise is rarely recognized. Bias is the star of the show. Noise is a bit player, usually off stage. The topic of bias has been discussed in thousands of scientific articles and dozens of popular books, few of which even mention the issue of noise. This book is our attempt to redress the balance. In real-world decisions, the amount of noise is often scandalously high. Here are a few examples of the alarming amount of noise.